So, the scriptures, what do they say about this, the angel of the Lord, spoken of in verse 11? But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." The angel of the Lord said, "You have not withheld from me." The angel of the Lord did not say, "You have not withheld from the Lord. You have not withheld from God. You have not withheld from me." Who is the me referring to? The very one who called Abraham in the first place and said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, and sacrifice him as a burnt offering. You have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket, he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. He was still walking in obedience to his God. Now, notice this, ladies and gentlemen. There may be times when God will test us by saying, "You know what? This is what I want you to do. I want you to do it now." And we will start that process, walking in obedience to the Lord our God, doing what he's told us to do, even though it can cost us. Now, you can imagine what it would have cost Abraham to have lost his son. Can you imagine what he went through as he walked his son to the place where he would sacrifice him as a burnt offering? Can you imagine what Abraham was going through, or may have been going through, as he raised that knife to take his son's life, the son whom he loved, his only son? We talked about only son last week, so I won't go into that now. As he raised his knife to take his son's life, but raised his knife he did. And when he got to that point, where he actually raised the knife to obey God to the fullest and take his son's life to offer him up unto God, at that point, God stepped in and said, "Abraham, stop." There may be times when we may be told by God, "This is what I want you to do." And he is truly testing us to see whether we love him enough that we will obey him no matter what. And when we get to the point where we will have just about consummated that act of obedience, God says, "Stop, go no further. You have passed this test." Notice, in order for Abraham to be in complete obedience to God, at the point at which God said, "Stop," Abraham had to stop. At that point, he could no longer say, "Well, no, Lord, I'm going to go ahead and follow this all the way through. I hear you saying stop, but I'm going to finish this." And then go ahead and take that knife and let it fall and kill Isaac. No, once God said stop, the new command has become stop. And that's the command that's to be followed. Can you imagine what he was going through all that time? But yet, at the same time, believing. Remember, this is Abraham, who, as Abram, before Isaac was born, had learned to believe God and have God credit his faith in God as righteousness. He believed God was going to bring his son back to life, if that's what it took, for them to worship and then go back to his service and return home. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17. "By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises, the promise that God would make his name great, the promise that he would have a son, the promise that through his descendant, all nations of the earth would be blessed with the Holy Spirit, salvation, righteousness, like righteous Abraham. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. Abraham believed that his friend, his God, would raise his son Isaac back from the dead. But when Abraham heard God say, "Stop," he stopped. But now the sacrifice had to be offered. And so this lamb that Abraham had told Isaac God would provide was provided by God. He found it caught in the thickets, and he sacrificed that lamb as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. How many of you are aware of times in our lives where a death was imminent, and God decided in his sovereignty that although the death had to occur, he was going to send someone else to die in the place of the one who was scheduled to die? The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time, verse 15, and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord." You've got to believe me now. You've got to know it's true now. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord." And you all know, no holy angels ever address themselves, refer to themselves as Lord. They don't allow people to worship them. They do not refer to themselves as Lord. "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore." As numerous as the stars in the sky, you look heavenward and you find that righteous Abraham has many, many, many righteous children, righteous descendants who believed in God like righteous Abraham and believed and had it credited to them, us, as righteousness. We believe the work that God sent his son Jesus to do, the life he sent his son Jesus to live, the works he sent his son Jesus to accomplish for us, so that as we trust that by connecting with him, he would connect us with our God the Father, so that we would be saved from our sin and be empowered to live holy, righteous, godly lifestyles. Then Abraham would have many, many descendants who, like him, would be declared righteous by God because of the faith we would have placed in his son, Jesus. "I will make your descendants as the sand on the seashore." You look at the earth, the surface of the earth, and you see sand at the sea, at the shore of the sea. And you can see human beings as well. And Abraham would have many, many physical descendants, natural descendants, many of whom would never submit to Christ, but they would be Abraham's children by blood. What a test. Let's look at this some more next week.